Mesechtes Brachas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Chassan, a newly married Chassan that we discussed in Mishnah Hey, that's Pater from saying Kriyashma on the shortly after his Chasana. Imratza Likris Kriyashma Alayla Rishon Kari. This Mishnah says that if he would like to, he's not mechayiv, he's not obligated, but if he chooses to say Kriyashma on the first night after his Chasana, he may do so. And even according to this opinion, it's still required for him to have kavana. He needs to focus his mind on the first pasuk of Shema and have the proper kavana. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Lo kol ha'raitza litol as Hashem yitol." Not anyone that wants to take the name yitol can take it. By saying Kriya Shema the night of this Chasana, he's making a public statement that he's able to muster up the proper kavana and focus to say Kriya Shema, and not everyone can make that statement about himself and get that name. Only someone who's already established as a tzaddik, a righteous person, can do so, but for an ordinary person to do so, it would seem as if he's showing off his abilities in kavana. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Misha Mesei Mutal Lefanav. Someone who has a dead relative lying in front of him and he's obligated now in the burial of his relative. Pater, he's exempt from his Pater Mikriyashma. He's exempt from his obligation of saying Kriyashma. Minat Tfila, Minat Tfilin. And likewise from Tfila, from Shemona Esrei, and from Tfilin. From putting on tefillin, he's pater, he's exempt from all these mitzvahs. And this is because of a general reason of Eisek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, someone who's involved in carrying out one mitzvah is pater, he's not obligated in being involved in other mitzvahs at the same time, and this person is involved in the mitzvah of burying his relative and is pater from these other mitzvahs. The Mishnah continues speaking about many different people that were involved in the carrying of the mace, the dead person to be buried. Naise Amita, there were those that actually carried the bed of the dead person, Vichilufeim, and their replacements. Their replacements, that was the second group that would take over carrying the mace, Vichilufeim, and the replacements of the replacements, the third group that would carry the mace, Eshelufne Amita, there were those standing in front of the mita, of the bed that the mace was on. Those standing in front of it were waiting for their turn to carry, Veshel Achar Mita, and there are those standing behind the bed, waiting either because they already carried and they were done, or they were just following along but not intending on carrying. So now the Mishnah says the rules for who is required to say Shema and who is Pater. The Mishnah says, Eshel Amita Tzarech Behen Peturin. All those that are needed to carry the Mita, to carry the dead person, all those that are either carrying now or they will carry in the future, they are pater, they are not obligated to say Kriya Shema, v'she'en lamita tzarech, but those that are not necessary, v'she'en lamita tzarech ben, those that are not necessary to carry the dead man, chayavim, they are going to be chayav. So the people that either already carried, or they were not intending on carrying at all, they are chayav, they're obligated in saying Kriya Shema. But elu ve'elu, peturim in a tefila. Both of these, whether they're needed to carry the mace or whether they're not needed, they're going to be pater from Kriya Shema. The Rav gives they're going to be pater from tefila, from Shemona Esrei, because the Rav gives two reasons why Shemona Esrei is different than Shema, either because it's only derabanan, and therefore it's more lenient, or because he's going to need more kavana for the duration of Shemona Esrei, and therefore he will not be able to have that kavana while he's involved in carrying the mace to be buried.